This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What if they claimed they had a vaccine to prevent cancer? And what if they found that people who were vaccinated with that vaccine to prevent cancer had higher incidence of that cancer? That would never happen, right? That's a pharmaceutical nightmare. That's a public health vaccine nightmare. That would never happen. And if it happened, it would never get reported on by the mainstream media, would it? Ever. Well, here, let me click on the article because that's where we're going to start today, folks. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, first broadcast day of our week. Wherever you are, my healing ministry on the air, non-denominational. You can be a part of any church or synagogue or mosque you want or not, and you could still enjoy what we do here, bringing the message of health freedom and healing liberty to all those who are ready to hear the message. And, you know, listen, it fills me with great joy to be able to deliver these messages to you, cover the news in the way we do, and have a my good buddy, my brother, Super Don, to make it sound so good. And once a week here on GCN with John on the board, it's going well. And it'll continue to go well and grow well because the information you're getting here is unlike any other information you're getting, certainly in mainstream media, but even in talk radio. Let's be honest about this. I love talk radio. So it's my medium, it's my briar patch. But rather than just scream and cry and rant and rave about things we don't like, we want to bring in some other options that are legitimate for you to address once you recognize you've been lied to. Like I've been lied to about modern medicine, about vaccines, about antibiotics, about so many things. Even though there's a place for modern medicine. I get that. Yes, there is. But it's a little place in the corner with a dunce cap on it. For most everything. Otherwise, bring them on out. If you need a surgical procedure to save your life, my gosh, they are amazing. Putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Amazing. But when it comes to claims that they can prevent cancer through vaccines, amazing would not be a word I'd use other than going, I'm amazed that people believe the lies at this point. Although, to be honest, I have to acknowledge in my young life, I believe the lies too. I was raised pharmaceutically, probably like most of you, and there's a wake-up call. There's a wake-up moment that happens. Now, pray that it's not the proverbial 2x4 to the head or to your child's head, even more importantly, because that's how many of you have woken up. After your children have been injured by what you believed was something, and your doctors maybe believed was something that was going to protect them, was going to help them, and it was all good until it wasn't. And that is these injectables. Headline reads, first and foremost, over at Health Impact News, new research, high HPV cancer rates linked to Gardasil. Wait, let me say this again. This is almost too stunning to believe. Not believe, but say. High HPV cancer rates linked to high Gardasil vaccination rates. Exactly the opposite of what we expected. Again, I'll get into that quote in a little bit. We talked on, let's see, Friday's show with my good friend talking, what, Secret Ingredients, Jeffrey Smith. Amy Hart made that film with him. And it is streaming for free till the 22nd. For those of you who haven't seen the film, Secret Ingredients movie, it is so extraordinary because it will show you that food is your medicine, and that food can also be your worst poison, depending on the quality of it. Why go organic? Why go non-GMO? Watch Secret Ingredients. This is a very, very big deal, not only from the standpoint of, okay, food impacts health. Seems like your moment of duh. But vaccines we don't think of in terms of harming our health until it does so, or it does so to our children. Now, this article at Health Impact News is an article based on something that was reeled on this thing called Alabama News Center. Good news from home. So this is by the University of South Alabama, and the headline reads, and by the way, on my Monday through Friday show now, the Robert Scott Bell Show 2.0, you can actually see these, those of you watching on YouTube or later on Brighteon, you can actually see the screen grabs. In order for you to see them, you need to go to robertscottbell.com and click on the links, follow along the bouncing ball, so to speak, or the bouncing bell, as it may be, and you can see these articles as we go. So if you open up the Health Impact News article, you will then find there's a link to the Alabama News Center article, the original article. And it's literally the same headline, pretty much. HPV-related cancer rates affect vaccine uptake in Alabama, health study says. Okay, maybe it's not the same. Isn't that interesting? In a mainstream article, they're not going to shout the headline, higher rates of HPV shots leading to higher rates of cervical cancer. They don't say that. They're talking about the rates affecting uptake of the vaccine itself. USA Health researchers conducted a study. HPV vaccination rates in Alabama made a surprising discovery. Okay, first paragraph. Going through this with y'all, it's important. Counties with higher rates of HPV-related cancers also showed higher HPV vaccination rates. This was presented to a group at the Society of Gynecologic Oncology's annual meeting on women's cancer. Now, have you seen mention of this anywhere in the mainstream media outside of this AlabamaNewsCenter.com? The first paragraph. I know the headline doesn't say it like Health Impact News does, because we can be more direct here to say more HPV shots lead to more cervical cancer cases. Again, this is what it's indicating. Dr. Jennifer Young-Pierce, who heads the Cancer Control and Prevention at USA Health, said it was exactly the opposite of what we expected. Really? You didn't expect higher cancer rates from a shot that you claim prevents cancer? Which, by the way, if you look at the research and, in fact, the approval of the Gardasil vaccine, it's not a cancer vaccine. I'm sorry. It's not. It never was. But they get to lie to you with impunity because Big Pharma runs government, runs our agencies. They captured them. And Big Pharma pretty much dictates how the news is going to be read to you. Who's going to write it? What they're going to write? Who's going to say it? What they're going to say? What they're going to not say is even more important. And please, y'all are my eyes and ears, in addition to Superdon. If you find a mainstream medical... a mainstream news source, USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, they cover some stuff sometimes we cover. Let me know. Send it. Don't assume we found everything. We can't scour everything, but I would want to see the first mainstream news article that acknowledges what they found and what was presented at this Society of Gynecological Oncology meeting. Exactly the opposite of what we expected. We found that the higher the rate of cancer in the county, the higher the rate of vaccination. Now, they're being specific about Gardasil. I would assume that Cervarix might have similar impact, but we see more of Gardasil because Merck's got sway here in the United States, and, man, they get monopolistic dominance. They were looking initially to find out why vaccine rates for human papillomavirus vary so widely among counties in Alabama. And they expected to find lower vaccination rates in rural counties with fewer physicians and in counties with low incomes, which would have been consistent with national reporting from the U.S. CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation. That's what I call them. However, the data showed little difference in HPV vaccine uptake between urban and rural counties and between affluent and poor ones. In fact, the seven counties with the highest HPV vaccine rates were both rural and low income. In other words, if you're not, you don't even have doctors available, you don't have much money, you're getting shot up as much or more. Right? more. And of course, I would say you're at higher risk if you don't understand diet and nutrition, unless you're growing your own organic food and staying away from vaccines. The main takeaway is that the perception of high cancer risk overcomes traditional disparities that can affect HPV vaccine uptake. Really? That's the main takeaway? That's according to Pierce. Again, I think this is the same, Jennifer Young. Pierce, yes, the same one I quoted earlier. The main takeaway is the perception of high cancer risk overcomes traditional disparities that can have... That's not the main takeaway, Dr. Pierce. The main takeaway is what you revealed in the first paragraph. Higher rates of vaccine uptake lead to higher rates of diagnosed cancer for the very thing you claim is being prevented by taking the Gardasil shot. This is very mean of me. This is a stupid people shot. If you believe it at this point, you're not thinking clearly. You are you're a victim, if I could say it, but you've chosen to be a victim of the authoritarian medical monopoly dunderheaded doctors who don't even know the science of what they're shooting into you. They're not reading this stuff. They just take, it's a cancer vaccine. It's a cancer vaccine. Go back and look at the original approvals for these shots. They were never approved to be a cancer vaccine. They were designed, and only if they have any evidence at all, to prevent the manifestation of HPV, which you know as largely as warts. Yeah, warts on your private parts. Not pleasant. But we also know that within 2 years, a woman who has been exposed to HPV, primarily through sexual activity, will clear that virus without any intervention, just if they have a functioning immune system. Yet in this article that acknowledged in the first paragraph, again, I'm going, and Superdon, you could add the AlabamaNewsCenter.com article, that direct link, if you will, in the notes, because it's an important one. That's the resource for this. First paragraph. Oh my gosh, this is the weirdest thing ever. More HPV shots, more cervical cancer. The conclusion that they make in the middle, not really the conclusion, not the takeaway. And then the last paragraph, interestingly enough, the HPV vaccine protects against a variety of cancers in men and women, including cervical, vulvar, vaginal, penile, anal, and head and neck. The vaccine is recommended for boys and girls aged 11 to 12 with catch-up ones at 26, even though after exposure, it's worthless. But they've basically ignored the very critical revelation that they revealed in their own article in their own gynecological conference. The HPV shot linked to higher incidence of cervical cancer. But boys and girls, get your shot anyway. Moms and dads, I hope you're paying attention. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, 1 day a week here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. Linking it up at robertscottbell.com, and you can hear us through naturalnewsradio.com as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network. Watch us on YouTube, watch us on Brighteon, and who knows where else. If y'all can't get enough, please just share it. That'll help satiate you to say, you know what, I'm spreading the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Yes, the empowering ministry continues here. Now, beyond Gardasil, there is food. And I mentioned Jeffrey Smith and organic food. And, you know, we're going to get more into that as well. But here's the next study. And it relates to food. And this could be, should be, a moment of duh. But, you know, maybe some people are not in the duh mode yet. Headline reads, heavily processed foods cause overeating and weight gain. Heavily processed foods cause overeating and weight gain. Really? That was just not my impression. For all those people you see at amusement parks in the summer that are on electric wheelchairs or whatever they call those little scooters, it's clearly because they've been eating organic non-GMO food their whole life. No, I don't meet folks like that. Now, maybe they do exist. And it's not to say that you can't become overweight by overeating, overconsuming even good quality food. But now they have apparently definitive results, according to this study, for those that wonder, hey, I wonder if I did eat refined foods and processed foods, would I gain weight? Would I be eating more calorically than I would normally need to? And my argument here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for 20 plus years has been, if you eat clean organic foods that are replete with minerals, with vitamins, with fats, you're not afraid of fat, good clean fat, organic fat, even saturated fat, but clean, that you're going to be satiated much more rapidly. with food that is like nutrient dense, you might call it a superfood. Is this the evidence finally? I don't know if it's going to change the mind of those on those electric carts at Disney, but for those who are on the fence, check it out. People eating ultra-processed foods ate more calories and gained more weight than when they ate a minimally processed diet, according to results from an NIH study, National Institutes of Health. Now, these people in the study were not processed food or organic non-GMO whole foods. That wasn't it. It was processed foods and minimally processed foods. Maybe a little bit more whole foods, but not necessarily organic or non-GMO. There was nothing about that. And even with the worst or not the best food, moving away from ultra-processed foods was already to the benefit of those who were consuming that. In other words, they weren't eating as much calorically, and they weren't gaining the weight that they found in the ultra-processed foods. But they're scratching their heads and wondering, gee, I don't know why this is happening. I can't figure it out. Really? What are you eating food for? Listen, if food was only about calories, you should be able to survive and thrive on Twinkies. Loads of calories, empty and devoid of nutrients as they are, if it was only about calories, right? This is calories. It's energy, fuel. But that belies the reality that in order to burn the fuel you put in as food, you have to have minerals. You have to have vitamins. You have to have all of these elements in order for the production of the substances within your body to actually break that stuff down, store it if it needs to be stored, or restore it if it needs to be restored for you to utilize as that energy. So those doctors out there that used to say, oh, it doesn't matter, 4 square, 3 square, whatever, it's just calories, calories in, calories out. No, it's not the same. Empty calories resulting in more weight gain, more other problems that are not addressed here, I don't think, specifically. But here, let me see if there's a good quote here. This is the first study to demonstrate causality that ultra-processed foods cause people to eat too many calories and gain weight. And all of this time, we were called cranks, right? And maybe even food conspiracy theorists. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Robert. You're just
orthorexic.
Orthorexic, that's it.
Right.
Don, you remember? Orthorexia. And here it is acknowledging, maybe we should have done I Told You So, right, the song. But the reality is, yes, if you eat food that has calories but devoid of the vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, all the things that you need to use them, you will eat more and you will gain weight because you will not be satiated, because without those essential elements, your body is going to say, I need more. Find it. There's got to be something in here somewhere. It's like, you know, all the manure. There's got to be a pony in here somewhere. Well, it ain't in the Twinkies. It ain't in the ultra-processed foods. It don't even smell. It won't smell in a year. If it don't break down in a year or 10 years, you don't want to eat it because your body won't break it down either. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. How about some cannabis updates? I'm up for it. Are you? Go to RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Even though the United States economy is in great shape, not all Americans are benefiting. That, according to Montana Governor and Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock on CNN's State of the Union.
44% of Americans don't have $400 in case an emergency happens. So the guy that cleans this very building paid more in taxes last year than Amazon did with $10 billion in profits. So, yeah, the economy's booming for a whole lot of folks, but for a whole lot of folks, they're not getting a lot better because of what the Trump tax cuts and what President Trump has done.
Saudi Arabia does not want war, but will not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That, according to a top Saudi diplomat today, after the kingdom's energy sector was targeted this past week amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf. A senior Iranian military commander was similarly quoted as saying his country is not looking for war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I'll do me a favor. Maybe it's a favor to yourself. I don't know. You get to determine that. But when you go to robertscottbell.com, if you've never been there or if you've been there a few times, please sign up for email alerts. Super Don sends them out not frequently, but we want to plug you into all of the upcoming events. There's certain webinars, special events online. Want you to participate in maybe some special deals, special offers, including some giveaways. Last week, we gave away from CV Sciences a cafe mocha flavored 2 ounce, $70 value, just about CBD oil, plus CBDoil.com, plus CBDoil.com. And if you go onto that website, you can enter a code RSB15, get 15% off. If you can't get it locally, I'd love to get it at local stores too. Okay. We also gave away Dr. King's regional allergy formula. We had a winner from New York City, Brooklyn area last week, which is very exciting. But in order to participate in these giveaways, you've got to get the email alerts.
RobertScottBell.com. Super Don, is it easy? People are actually signing
it's
up.
It's super easy. Just go to RobertScottBell.com. It's in the upper right-hand corner, and you just sign in there. We promise we won't spam you. We don't sell, the email. I don't even know how you would even do that.
We don't know.
We don't do it.
You can tell us how. Maybe we would. No, we're not.
No, we won't. And by the way, detoxing is something that is very important. And people love to get information on how to do that. And if you get over to our website and sign up for the newsletter right now, you'll do it just in time for tomorrow morning. I will be sending out an announcement on how to get plugged in to an upcoming seminar called the Do-It-Yourself Detox Summit, where they're going to have a bunch of speakers that will be talking about how to do that yourself at home. And so get over there and get signed up. That'll be going out tomorrow morning. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah. And we got a crazy week or two ahead. I've got to be doing traveling. I've been enjoying home time, but I got to hit the road again, heading to Chicago, city of big shoulders. I got to get puffy shoulders here. Because why? Autism One is happening. And I'll be heading up there midweek, and I'll be broadcasting live from Autism One, including doing some bonus broadcasting for Autism One on this coming Thursday and Friday, then head out from there. I know I can't be with you on the weekend. I know a lot of folks are just going for Saturday, Sunday. I'm sorry. I can't hang out because I got to go back to L.A. for the Pasadena Conference, the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Rasha Bitar, and guess who? Dr. Bruce Lipton and others. We got an awesome lineup. My buddy Paul Bertero will be there. We'll have Echo Water there. We'll be drinking shots of clean Echo Water. No, we're high on hydrogen, okay? It's different, I know. California, you can get high on other things, too, I know. Let's see, what else we got coming up beyond that? Gosh, go to the upcoming events tab. Maho for the natural products industry, the health food stores. It's Columbus, Ohio, July 19th through 24th. Super Don, I see that we're missing still the Legacy Conference for Trinity School of Natural Health. I'll be flying in for that weekend. That's in June. So we need to get that added to the upcoming events if I'm not seeing it, Super D. That's
yep,
one thing I
no
know got to add in there.
You bet.
So with that, just to chill out, we got to do one of these.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left.
All right, we got another article by Mike Adams here. This one's pushing it through CannabisNow.com. You can find it. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Police in Pennsylvania, have they finally come to cannabis? Yeah. If they come to cannabis, they're putting you in the pokey. They're looking to do so still in Pennsylvania. Those of you who have medical marijuana cards, in other words, you've gone through whatever the state says you have to in order to get the medicinal use of cannabis for you. For whatever reason, your doctor says this guy or this gal needs it. They're coming for you. Whoa. What do you mean, Robert? Why would they be coming for me? I mean, Pennsylvania, medical marijuana, I can do that, right? Well, yes, but what have I said about asking for permission where it's not required? Yeah, it poses another level of danger. Those of you who say, well, I can't use it without official permission because then they'll come and get me. Well, they might. But they'll come and get you, perhaps, in Pennsylvania, even if you do what the state says to do. Why? How? Well, the cops want access to your private medical information in order to bust you in case you also own a firearm. And if you've gotten that firearm via the use of Form 4473, right? That's the one where you go into a gun store or even a gun show where you have a gun dealer who's federally licensed, a permission slip to do that which would otherwise be illegal. In this case, they say it's illegal to buy it on a federal level. If you go to the 4473, they will ask you the question, are you now using or addicted to drugs, right, that are not approved by the government? Right? It's okay if you're on SSRI drugs that can cause you to go homicidal, much less suicidal, but marijuana is mentioned on the 4473 specifically. And if you happen to think, I'm being a good citizen because I went to a gun shop and I applied and I gave them all of my information, they did a background check on me. And of course, in order to get that, if you have a medical marijuana card, technically you have to lie on the form. Is this a perjury trap? You betcha. As you've seen with all of the cases of the attacks or the attempted attacks, the fishing expedition on the Donald Trump and the Trump administration about the Russia hoax, how do they get anybody? Perjury. Right? They get, oh, you forget, no, you lied, you're busted, go to prison. This is what they're trying to do. The cops in Pennsylvania want to get your information. Are you a medical marijuana user? And do you own a firearm? Have you applied via the 4473? You see how sneaky this is, Super Don? This is why I say do not ask for permission where none is required. It can get you in more trouble than you think. Oh, I thought I was complying. Yes, compliance is for slaves in this case. Slaves who are told what they can and cannot do. In fact, slaves that are told what rights they have or don't have. So they're not rights, they're privileges. Including the right to keep and bear arms is no longer the right to keep and bear arms if the only way you can acquire it is by asking permission of the government and getting approval by your mommy, nanny, daddy, government. Yep. Which is why the so-called gun show loophole? Private sales of firearms is the only way you can legitimately own one. Exercising a right and not a privilege. And yet you've got the leftist Democrats and many on the Republican side being all for these background checks. Right? You've got, well, no, you can't have one of those things. I know the Founding Fathers says it was a right, and I know the leftists that have reinterpreted a right to become a privilege have also said it's a collective right. Right? Because of the militia segment of that sentence. Well-regulated militia. As if your rights come by membership in a group, then it's not a right. It's a privilege. Oh, you've joined the club? Now you have special privileges. Remember, membership has its privileges. I don't ask for permission. I don't join groups that would have me as a member, by and large. I think that's a George Carlin. No, that was not George Carlin. That was a Groucho Marx thing. I'm sure Carlin probably built on that in his career. But Gestapo-like tactics? To bust you if you're a medical marijuana user, why did you ask permission of the state to use a plant that God created? Here's the point. When we looked into that back in Florida, they said, oh, no, you have to have a Social Security number in order to get a medical marijuana card. Really? What does Social Security have to do with using a plant and getting approved for using a plant? What does Social Security number have to do with a driver's license, a state ID, a passport, your ability to travel? Do you understand how messed up we are as a nation that we have given up so much just to go along, get along? It's convenient. Oh, they want one of that. Oh, yeah. They said they would never use it that way. Oh, yeah. And how much of that status, giving up your privacy, subjecting yourself to a lowered status from freedom, child of God, to denizen or citizen of government in this case. And then suddenly you can't do what you are, well, your birthright says you can do, including the right to keep and bear arms, the defense. So then we move to New York and Chuckie Schumer. We're not big fans of Chuckie Schumer here. Super Don, would you attest to my statement? Not a big fan.
I do not have Chuck Schumer on speed dial.
No. If we had him on speed dial, it'd be only for crank calls, right? Is your refrigerator running? Senator Schumer reintroduces the Marijuana Freedom and Opportunity Act in Congress. And I know what you're doing here, Super Don. You're trying to get me to say something nice about Schumer, and it's not gonna work.
Not gonna work?
No, it's not gonna happen. But if you want to say something nice about Schumer, I'll let it slide if you want to. You sort of like what he's doing here, I think. A little bit.
Well, listen, I think we can get behind the intent here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, anything that's going to decriminalize cannabis, I think is a good thing. However,
yeah.
It does sort of kind of create a little bit of a conundrum here for the Democrats, does it not?
Well, what do you think that conundrum would be?
Well, you know, on the one hand,
mm-hmm.
you've got Pennsylvania going after gun owners and background checks and gun ownership if, you're a medical marijuana and you're using marijuana. So
right.
Democrats have a tendency to be, wanting to take guns away from people.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if you decriminalize this on a federal level,
yeah,
does that not then kind of throw a monkey wrench in Pennsylvania's attempt to try and go after people's guns?
Yeah, Chucky's going to be in a dilemma. That's where we have cognitive dissonance or major medication happening. Maybe it's cannabis. Now, Schumer says It's about time we decriminalize marijuana. We've seen with medical use, the states are working. Some of the states have legalized, already legalized, and it's working well there. So what we're saying is very simple. Let each state do what it wants. What? Did Chucky just acknowledge the Tenth Amendment?
The Tenth Amendment, yeah.
Wait a second. There's not going to be the heavy hand of the federal government telling you you can't, according to Chucky Schumer. Oh, pray tell, find 10 other examples where Chucky is all about the heavy hand of the federal government, and I'll show you again more cognitive dissonance from dummy Democrats, in this case Schumer. Schumer uses the perhaps cautious term decriminalized despite the fact that his bill, officially slugged S-3174, would remove cannabis from the list of scheduled substances under the 1970 Controlled Substances Act, which would effectively legalize it at the federal level. But there's a catch. Under the language about respecting states' rights, the bill would maintain federal authority to prevent trafficking from states that have legalized it to those that have not. Which means he's still engaged in DEA violation of the states and the people. So don't go all, yay, we love Chucky. Unless it's that crazy Chucky from the movie, which I don't love him either. But anyway, love y'all, though. Thank you for being here. Organic food. What's the number? What's the magic number where we can't ever go back to GMOs?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
From Cannabis Updates, which I hope if you do cannabis that it's organic or organic quality. As Super Don mentioned, in Oregon, so many people have so-called licenses to grow. I'm thinking that somebody's got to be doing it organically over there, right? Are all the crops contaminated with glyphosate in Oregon, Super D? I don't know.
No, I think there are some people, I would assume anyway, that are, and it's probably going to get a higher price. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's literally is enough cannabis stored in this state that would last 7 years. So they're actually looking at doing like a moratorium on licenses to grow for a couple of years to try and bring, you know, because they're not. The thing is, if you're a farmer, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're growing cannabis and you're going, yay, it's legal, I can grow cannabis and make money. Well, there's so much. It's, you know, it's supply and demand, right? They're not making money. Yeah.
I think they should turn it into like salad bars, raw salad bars. Right? Again, remember, folks, unless you heat it, it's not going to make you high, but you're going to have benefits from all the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the different things in a different way to fulfill another, you know, aspect of a need. Not to get high necessarily, but again, to nourish you. There is good nourishment that can happen from the cannabis plant. Just like we talk about dandelion greens. Put them in your salad. Juice them raw. If they don't go heated, they're not going to cause that problem. Again, if you have an issue with THC in your body because of a job you work, that's a different story. But again, another thing to consider. But again, please make it organic. Just like we talked with Jeffrey Smith on Friday, go back and listen to that. And there are links up to get you up to secret ingredients so that you can watch the movie for free, stream it live online. Somebody messaged me and said you couldn't figure out how to stream it. I think it's right there on the webpage if you want to stream it. They might ask for your email address or something. But, I mean, that's not much of a cost to be able to do that. And we'd like you to buy it, but... I think that the movement to go organic, as I've been involved in it since the early 1990s, when my mentor said, if you don't start eating organic food, you think you're bad now at 24? And so I went organic back when I was 24. That would be 1990, really. And that was it, 1990 to 2018. How many years is that, Super Don? Do some math for me. We don't have Ty Bollinger, the accountant, on. 1990 to 2018. Not too hard. How many years? Been eating organic.
That'd be 28 years.
Thank you, my friend. 28 years. They said it wouldn't last. They said it was just a fad, that you would go back. I'm like, nope, I made the change. I never went back. Why? Because it paid dividends to my health. I spent more money in theory, at least, you know, broccoli to broccoli or carrot to carrot, true. But in terms of health and vitality and quality of life, and now, of course, organic food, certainly in season, sometimes is the same price as conventionally grown pesticide-laden GMO foods. Sometimes it's less, even better when you grow it yourself. How big is organic grown? And this was the concern I had. I mentioned it with Jeffrey Smith as well. My mentor had this. It's like at some point, it'll grow so big that you're going to ask questions about, is this really organic? And that's been one of the main obstacles for a lot of people, or objections, maybe excuses. How do I know it's really organic? You want me to pay more for the food? I don't know if it's really organic. They could be cheating. Well, I agree. It's possible. They can be cheating. Now, there's a price to pay because of the organic standards, the organic certification. I mean, it's codified. So you're risking, if you're a big player, a lot if you screw it up. But it doesn't also mean that 100% organic food is 100% clean either. And some people will say, well, the reason why I won't eat organic is it's not clean. There's residues in that too. I'm like, dude, if you were going to consume this much poison, right, holding my hands up big, or this much poison in your food, do you think you'll be better off with the larger quantity or the less? You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's some logic. And some people get stuck on the all or nothing. If I can't do it 100%, then I, you know, what's the point of doing it at all? And you're right. You know, more is better.
Yeah. Every bit,
you know,
of it.
But, you know, the other thing, Robert, you got to be careful about here with the organics, what? Because, listen, organic makes money. And obviously people have figured that out. There's a lot of counterfeit crap out there.
Yeah, that's
there's a lot of fake stuff out there, you know, that you got to be careful about.
Yeah. Well, and again, don't let that be your excuse for not doing it. Find local farmers or become your local farmer.
Do your research, man. Just do your homework.
Right? Stay plugged in. The Health Ranger store. If you go to robertscottbell.com, click on the Grow Box. I think right now that's the image you'll see. But any Health Ranger banner we have, click on it, go there. You know you're going to get supplements when they're organic, they're clean, they're tested for heavy metals and glyphosate. And y'all, just because you can't get 100% pure even when you go 100% organic, no excuse ultimately if you value your life, your vitality, your health, the health of your kids and your grandkids, and if you want to have grandkids. Another story we covered last week was about higher rates of infertility of millennials. Their decline precipitous due to vaccines, due to junk GMO foods as well. Back with more Powerful Healing, John Rappaport and my mom after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.